the staff at Deary Brothers Ford on Mormon Trek. Steve Anderson, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Mike C. Keys for Cars. GT Carr and his great crew at Supple's Building and Remodeling. Supple's Flowers, the home of 1-800-800-ROSE. The Midtown Family Restaurants. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City. Senior Benefits. Wells Fargo Advisors. Premier Automotive in North Liberty. The Oxyoke Inn and the Amanas. Streets Maintenance. Dr. Lance Forbes Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids. And Big Dog Tech Solutions. Suitors back tomorrow. Jimmy's sitting in. Here's Pat Hardy from HawkFanatic.com. There you are. You're on the air.
Here I am.
Take it away.
Nothing says Hawks like us three in late June.
Yeah. Or anybody in late June.
Well,
all the great material we have to
well, the amount of time you guys spend studying the Hawks is what I think will carry us.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, Pat, is it true or did you hear Dusty May left Michigan?
I have not heard that, but I've been really busy this morning doing other stuff. I would think it would be all over Twitter. Left for where?
I'm Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, isn't Jason Kidd their coach? Or did he step down?
I think so. Pete Samuel or somebody had that on.
Let me see.
Let me see.
I mean, I think he's one of the few people I follow, but I would think it would be all over. Okay, let me see. His pin thing. Wow, you're right. Well, 2 minutes ago, Michigan coach Dusty May is finalizing a deal to take the Dallas Mavericks head coaching job. Sources tell Sham Sharia, who's always right, and Adam Schefter, who graduated from Michigan. May led Michigan basketball to the national title in April. The allure of coaching Cooper Flagg as a linchpin piece helped draw him, but I'm guessing probably more money helped draw him, too. And, yeah, no, this just broke, so you're right.
I didn't know if I read that right this morning, or I seen it on my phone, and then...
So you must have just seen it, because
I didn't know if you heard, man.
No, because, I mean, I was driving in here when it happened, and like I said, I've been really busy this morning doing other stuff, and Pete Thamel's first tweet on it was 4 minutes ago, so you're right on top of it. So, yeah, this just broke four minutes ago.
Have a good one, guys.
All right. Yeah, that's stunning. But I guess in this day and age, nothing should be stunning.
But, no, not really.
But I mean, he's making close to $10 million at Michigan right now. I don't know how much he's going to make. I'm wondering if it's one of these things where he's tired of recruiting, he's tired of NIL, even though he's got it rolling at Michigan. It's still the same thing every year. And interesting, because coaching in the NBA is a lot different than coaching in college. But in some ways, it's not, because money is such a big factor in both. But in college, you also have the academic side of it that you got to still deal with. So now the question is, who's going to get the Michigan job?
He added that May had ruled out other college jobs this offseason, but the NBA has always been intriguing to him. 64-13 over two seasons.
Yeah, I mean, he's incredible at Michigan. I mean, they've got it rolling, but he was a big reason because they weren't very good before he got there. And I'm sure they're going to go at it, but this is a tough time of year to start. Well, I guess it's... I mean, it could be worse. We are in the summer, but schools have started summer workouts. Rosters are pretty much set. And this will be interesting.
Yeah, students,
but,
you know.
It's going to be interesting to see who they go after.
Yeah, they were expecting one coach, and now they...
Here's a buddy of mine. We think they'll go after McCollum. I have no idea. I mean, I mean, he's obviously a name that comes up with about everything these days.
Sure.
I mean, Michigan could probably pay more, but I think Ben's got a really good thing going here at Iowa, which is his home state. But you never say, I would never say never to anything in this day and age now, because that's one thing. I didn't even hear rumors about that. But again, I don't follow Michigan and I don't follow the NBA or sports as much as I used to outside of the Iowa stuff. So, yeah, this one, interesting though, our caller, I mean, he was on top of it, because when I looked it up, lots of times it'll say Pete Thamel tweeted this an hour ago. This was literally 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
He had just tweeted it when I walked in here. So, wow. Now, what I'm more interested in now is the speculation on who's going to get that Michigan job, because Dusty May made it a lot better job. I mean, it's, but it's Michigan. It's always going to be a good job no matter what, but they were pretty, I mean, Juwan Howard didn't win there. They had some, I mean, John Beilein was great there. I mean, Michigan has all the ingredients to win, obviously. Tradition. I mean, Chrysler Arena is okay. I mean, it's nothing great, but that's interesting. There you go.
Yeah. See, usually this stuff happens at the end of the show.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
That's true.
That is true.
What does that do to recruiting there with him
well,
on?
Well, I mean, it disrupts things right now, but most of it, I mean, for this next year, like Iowa's roster set.
Yeah.
I mean, I think for this next, but obviously for 27, yeah, it's going to be interesting on, let's see. I mean, I can't imagine it's just wanting to coach Cooper Flagg. I mean, Cooper Flagg's a great talent. Don't get me wrong. And he's young and he's got a great future, but there's a lot more to it than that. I just wonder if the NIL and the recruiting stuff, finally, he was just like, ugh, I can't do this anymore.
Well, I think that's affecting a lot of coaches.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you read that every coach I know is bitching about it.
I mean, it's a different time right now. And there's other coaches that didn't like recruiting before all this stuff. And that's why they went to the NFL. They just didn't want to do recruiting. I mean, I don't think I would have enjoyed recruiting, and I don't think I would have been that good at it. I mean, some people love it. I mean, Kirk obviously doesn't mind it. He's been doing it for decades, and he's still doing it. You know, I love those photos of Kirk with, like, the recruiting visits. Yeah. You know, they got their arms around each other, big smile.
Hello.
Hello. You know, Floyd and Hoiberg did well when they were at Iowa State, and then they went on and took the Bulls job and didn't do so well. Is this is what going to happen to May?
Probably not. I doubt it, partly because of the roster he has. Kyrie Irving's going to be back there. I know. I think he'll do all right. Yeah, I didn't think. I mean, Floyd took over. Didn't he take over after Michael Jordan left?
Yeah, well, I think that's why he went there.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was just
Michael Jordan, but he left. He left right.
Well,
right
Jordan said he wasn't going to play. Jordan said he wasn't going to play for anyone but Phil Jackson. So, in fairness to Tim Floyd, who I thought was a great coach, he came at a bad time to the Bulls.
Yeah,
I mean, that was not to try to rebuild after the Jordan Pippen era. That was not going to be easy for anyone. Hoiberg, I don't remember exactly what went wrong with Hoiberg, but I think he's back where he belongs in college. I think it's
well,
a better
fit.
Well,
he was doing real well at Iowa State, and then all of a sudden he left. I suppose that sounded like a great job.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he doesn't like recruiting as much as he thought he did, and, you know, he's learned
to
accept it.
That could be that recruiting bit and now the NIL and
well, yeah, I mean,
get on their nerves.
The Nebraska job was a chance for him to rebound, to kind of rebuild his career after he had had some.
Yeah, and he's
back where.
Good job.
And he had ties. That's where his dad was from. He was born there and what have you. Now he's doing a good job. I just think college is where Fred belongs.
Uh-huh.
So, but.
Okay, well, thanks.
Yep.
You guys have a good day.
You too.
Yep.
Imagine those. I'm going to actually try to find a.
Well, the Bulls have been floundering because they don't spend any money. They try to run it on the cheap, and you know they still get people coming to the games. And to the owners, that's enough for them.
Well,
right
that's
now.
Been the Cubs' woes forever too.
Well, the Ricketts family has been spending money, but they don't
not really, like not like the not they like the teams no, that they're not as good
they
as.
They don't do the blockbuster deals.
Well, that's what they're not spending money in.
Right.
They're it's Chicago. Why is Chicago not spending money like L.A. and New York? I just, whatever.
I don't get it, because they take the fans for granted.
Yeah. They do, and because so many, oh, it's the Cubs, it's so much fun.
It's Wrigley
the
Field.
Ambience. I'm so sick of hearing that. So I don't watch the Cubs much anymore. I know they won two series in a row, then I turn them on the other day, and they freaking lose. I mean, they're just.
Yeah, they blew a lead. They had a 5-0 lead on Saturday, and they lost.
Yeah, and then the victimization of Cub fans, you know, I mean, ugh. And I'm a Cubs fan, don't I? My mom loved the Cubs, but she was realistic. The delusional Cub fans, I mean, they've been around forever, and they just, I mean, I don't know. Let's get back to Michigan. I'm trying, man.
It's frustrating. To be a Cubs fan is you're perpetually frustrated.
Yeah, and I was crazy. All set on Father's Day to sit down and watch a Cub game and relax, and it rained out.
I'm on the Ann Arbor News right now, and they've got nothing on it, and their last post was from 34 minutes ago. So I'm telling you, this must have, because I'm trying to get to their sports, but that story would be on the, it would be in the, they got nothing
and
on
and
it.
And that What's his name?
Pete.
Pete.
Thamel. Well, he's on top of everything because agents.
Yeah.
He gets everything from agents. There's two or
Sames he's really credible.
Well, he's very credible. Yeah. I mean, he's very, very, very credible because he's good at what he does, but it's mostly who he works for. I mean, there's a lot of guys that could do Pete Thamel's job, just as talented writers, but he's the one doing it. He's well-connected because agents are running everything now. He's hearing from agents, same thing with Sham Sharia and all these other, Shannara or whatever his name is. It's all agents. They're controlling everything. And, you know, that's just the world we live in now, which is fine. But I'm just looking to see. But the Ann Arbor News still doesn't have anything up yet, at least on their Twitter page. And that's where, you know, obviously people are going to go to. They had nothing for 34 minutes. Hmm. Unless I'm just missing. No, I'm going down. Here's their forecast from 3 hours ago. Oh, in the 70s and 80s there, too. Miss Michigan 26 is crowned and four other major stories. Michigan lands three-star tight end after weekend visit. That was from 10 hours ago. So I'll keep updating on that. But yeah, that's, like I said.
No, they don't have anything yet.
That is a, let's see, let's see, M Live. This is another good one. They have, their last put was from 57 minutes ago. And again, Pete Thamel tweeted this 10 minutes ago. So my guess is there's a lot of people up in Michigan media-wise that are scrambling right now. You know, but to be first. Well, yeah, we had heard about that. You know, it's the old damage. Oh yeah, we've been knowing about
that.
They've
been reporting that for days.
We just forgot to hit the send button.
Yeah.
But that's very. It tells you a little bit about Dusty May. I just assumed he had found a home at Michigan, making all that money, finding it pretty easy to win there with the operation he's got going. But he wants to coach in the NBA. If I had to choose between the two, I mean, there'd be parts about the NBA that I would prefer because, I just don't think recruiting would be very fun. But an 82-game schedule, basketball, yeah, that would be tough too. But, again, the money. I mean, we're talking guys making between $10 and $20 million.
Yeah, 12 minutes ago, ESPN.
Let's see how long.
Dusty May finalizing deal to coach Mavericks.
Well, yeah, that's Thamel. He works for ESPN.
Okay. Then...
Shams work for ESPN too?
I don't know.
I think he does. I follow Thamel. I don't follow Shams just because I don't really care about the NBA that much. Let me see what he's got going. He's very connected though. He posted it 15 minutes ago. Adam Schefter's a big part of this too. He went to Michigan. I know he covers the NFL, but he still has close ties to Michigan. But yeah, let me see. And none of them, I haven't really seen many stories yet. Like I'm looking for Thamel's story. I don't see posted yet. Just the tweet. They're all everyone. This is just breaking.
Yahoo Sports.
I'm guessing now that people are going to start putting the challenge now is to get as much content up as you can as quickly as you can, so somebody will go to your. But people are going to go all over the place to read this stuff.
Yahoo Sports, it's on.
When did Yahoo?
10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I mean, Shams and those guys had it 5 minutes before. Yahoo's all reacting to what was reported. Shams and these three, Thamel, Schefter, and Shams Charania are the ones who had it.
Bleacher Report 8 minutes ago.
But again, their initial report was not a story. It was just the tweet. Yeah. I haven't seen a story yet. That's coming. That shows you how fresh this is. Who would you say Bleacher Report? Okay, they were 7 minutes after this came out.
Yeah.
So you're going to keep seeing that. And then the locals, it'll be interesting to see what the local people do. But, man, I'd love to get Ben McCollum's reaction. I wonder if he was surprised or if it's one of those things where, in this day and age, nothing surprises me, which is how I guess you should be. Nothing should come as a surprise.
Everything that opens up,
he's going to be mentioned.
Yeah.
Coming off this now, if they go 10-10 and lose in the first round of the NCAA tournament next year, his name won't be mentioned as much. Right now, he's hot. People forget that they went 10-10, that they lost at Penn State, lost at Maryland, lost at Minnesota. They won those three huge games in the tournament. Changes everything, and his name is mentioned. I'm trying to think of who else will be mentioned for that job because, of course, North Carolina just filled their job. And it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, it'll be interesting to see, too, who's interested in the Michigan job right now. Because if you're those Michigan players, they had a great recruiting haul between the portal and high school. If you're these Michigan players now, they're going to be able to get released from their scholarships. And but I'm guessing Michigan will act quickly.
Okay, here's the ESPN story. Michigan coach Dusty May finalizing a deal to take the Dallas Mavericks head coaching job. An axis-shifting move that significantly alters the college and NBA landscape. May 49 led Michigan to a national title in 2026. He'll coach a franchise with Cooper Flagg as linchpin. Mavericks fired Jason Kidd after 26-56.
I forgot the kid got fired.
Yeah.
I don't know if I forgot it or I just didn't know. I don't follow the NBA very much.
May led Michigan to a 64-13 record over two seasons. In his previous job, he led the Florida Atlantic to back-to-back NCAA tournaments, including the 2023 Final Four. He ruled out other college jobs this offseason, but the NBA always has been intriguing to him. He's the first college coach to take an NBA job since former Michigan coach John Belinan took the Cleveland Cavaliers job in 2019. The last to leave immediately college after winning a national title was Kansas's Larry Brown in 1988, and Florida's Billy Donovan was the most recent NCAA title-winning coach to leave for the NBA in 2015. The move puts May in charge of the Mavericks' next generation, which is being crafted around Flagg, the NBA's Rookie of the Year last season, leading Dallas by scoring 21 points per game last year. Move puts Michigan in a sudden state of flux as the Wolverines' dominant run to the NCAA title. Michigan appeared well-positioned to repeat as ESPN's Jeff Borzello ranked Michigan number 3 in his top 25 rankings. May's departure means Michigan's players can explore their future options under NCAA rules. A 15-day transfer window will open 5 days after the new head coach is hired or publicly announced.
Yeah, there's no names mentioned in the article.
Yeah.
No coaching names. I mean, they're not that far along yet.
Yeah.
So, I forgot the talent that they brought in. They got transfers. They got that J.P. Estrella from Tennessee, Mustafa Thyme and Jalen Reed. Those were all three big-time players. And that Elliot Cadeau was going to come back, Trey McKinney back. But, again, now these guys have a chance. They're going to
they can duck out.
They can switch. But, again, I still think Michigan's going to act quickly and try to – feed off the momentum that they have right now, and again, it'll be interesting to see who it ends up being, because they're going to have to act. They don't have a lot of time. You want to get things stable in the summer workouts and what have you. And
yeah, it's going to be July in a week.
Yeah, can you believe that? Yeah, and May's got to do what's best for him. I know the timing's not great, but hey, it's business. I mean, this happens. Business people do it all the time in less profile jobs. This is just how it works. When the job's offered, if it's something you want to do, you do it. And there's a lot of money that he's giving up at Michigan, but there's a lot of money that he's going to make in the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
And Michigan's going to end up paying another coach a lot of money to come there. And they're going to be able to be pretty picky. Now, you can be picky, but you also got to act quickly. That's a tough balance.
How much money do you think they pay?
Well, I can't. May was making, if I remember correctly, let me look and see. Dusty May was making, I thought, at least somewhere. I'm guessing it's going to have to be somewhere between 8 and 10 million. If Michigan wants to.
Remember when people were bitching about Ferentz's salary?
Yeah, times have changed.
Yeah.
I mean, Kirk makes just under 8 right now.
I was telling Jim earlier, I watched Dirty Harry last night from 71.
Yeah, they're doing a bunch of Clints.
Honest to God, you know, it's so dated with, okay, this guy wanted a ransom of $100,000. And, the police say, I don't know where.
Not to interrupt, but May was only making 5.1, but the new coach is going to have to make at least that. I would think. I mean, if this AI thing's right, can I trust it? And something as simple as that?
I don't know. No, because...
Oh, here's Yahoo Sports from when he signed his deal.
That you can cross.
Be there for many years to come.
Let's see. This was just in May. The extent... Let's see. For the... were announced... This was just in May. They announced his contract extension. We've already reached an agreement. Let's see. Terms of the new contract have yet to be revealed. May we're committed to staying in Michigan before the national championship game. I do remember that. Okay, this doesn't have any specifics. But he was making, when he first signed with Michigan, he was making, boy, what a steal. He was making, according to this, averaging 3.75. Maybe that 5.1 was accurate.
Well, it says the 2025 extension upped his total pay to $25.5 million over 5 years.
Yeah,
five
so
years
he was making five.
2029-30 season.
They're going to have to at least pay that to a new coach. My guess is they'll have maybe.
I would say they may have to pay seven.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, it'll be interesting to see. Now, they may want to go cheap. They may think, you know, we've got it rolling right now. We're bigger than one man. Let's see if we can. I mean, even if they offered five, a lot of people are going to line up for that job.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Oh, sure.
I mean, McCollum, I think, with his new makes around four in that area. Remember, he got raised up from the low threes. I think he was on that cycle. First year, I think it was like 3.3, then a 3.5. Now they ripped up that. And now I think it starts in the low fours. So, you've got to be around five, between 4 and 6 million to be competitive now. And so I just wonder how long the Michigan administration has known about this. Because, again, he just re-signed everything in May after they won the national title and said that, you know, Michigan, I'm a Michigan man, and made it sound like they all do. Well, I mean, they all do. Everyone does. I mean, I'm not blaming him. That's just the way it is. And then, boom, Jason Kidd gets fired. They've apparently heard that May was intrigued by the NBA, and they've got Cooper Flagg and Kyrie Irving, and boom, here you go.
So McCollum is going to be paid $4.35 million this year, and raises of $100,000 each year.
Yeah, he'll be paid between four and five throughout this contract, which is just about a million less than Michigan on a cycle.
Yeah, he's on contract till 2032.
Yeah, but is it worth going for just, I mean, when you're making that much money, is it worth going for just a million more?
You mean, I don't think so.
You know, how much he.
Well, what if they say, Ben, you want to come here for seven? Well, then it might be worth it.
Yeah, then it's
but worth. I don't think money's his, I mean, maybe I'm naive because money drives everybody. I get it. But I don't know if money's his huge factor to where he's saying to his wife, you know, we've already moved three times. We're making over $4 million a year in Iowa City. We love it here. It's Iowa. I think there's a lot of reasons why he would stay. Some people are like, why are you even discussing Ben McCollum? Well, you have to, because his name's going to be mentioned with any job like this that opens up right now, because he's hot. He's a hot commodity after what he's done. So, but yeah, you're right, though. I mean, it's now if we find out Michigan's going to be willing to pay upwards of $7 million or something, then all bets are off.
Yeah.
If you can double your salary, and I've been to Ann Arbor a lot. It's a nice town. It's Iowa City on steroids. That's kind of how I would describe it. It's just got a little bit more of everything that Iowa City has. It's bigger, and the difference is it's 25 miles from Detroit, which is, I guess you could say, that's a pro and a con. But for a lot of people, that's appealing, you know. I mean, especially athletes, what have you. So, it's going to be a interesting search. And it'll be interesting to see how Dusty May. I will be shocked if he just falls on his face at Dallas. I don't see that happen. Now, injuries are a big part of it. They got to get Kyrie Irving healthy. And who else do they have there? Of course, they got Cooper Flagg. I thought they had a third player. They traded Doncic. I mean, Anthony Davis, isn't he? I believe he still plays for Dallas, too, now, if he hasn't been traded. So, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why Dusty May's going there. Would you rather live in Dallas or would you rather live in Ann Arbor? I'd rather live in Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor.
Yeah. I mean, I
don't like Texas.
I don't either, mostly because of the weather.
I don't like the weather.
I mean, my nephew lives in Frisco, and like whenever my brother-in-law and sister go down to visit him, they always call me when they're right next to the pool because it's like 110.
I don't like the weather, and I don't like the attitude.
Well, I mean, that's a whole other thing.
You know. And I mean, that's not a political thing. I mean, that's a Texas thing.
Don't mess with Texas.
Yeah.
You're messing with Texas right now.
Their whole freaking attitude.
You're messing with Texas right now, aren't you? Yeah. You're saying bring it on.
Yeah.
But Yeah, my nephew lives in Frisco, which is a suburb of Dallas, and thankfully he's got a swimming pool, because like I said, it seems like every time I talk to anyone down there, it's like, I mean, speaking of that, yesterday Vegas was it 110?
Yeah.
I think I read, it was so hot there that CNN mentioned it, how hot it was supposed to be. I think they said Vegas was going to be 110.
That's the first day of summer.
Jesus. Well, the day before it was 106. What's it supposed to be today in Vegas?
Okay, it's going to get up to 105. Yeah.
Think about that. I know it's a dry heat.
Tomorrow, it's 108.
And then,
yeah.
Dry heat stuff?
Listen, Suter's always cool. He always says that.
Well, because he never leaves. He's in the dark, dingy casino gambling and drinking and eating.
I don't know that they're dingy.
Dark, dingy, and depressing.
Yeah. No, that's the Rock Island Casino.
Is it dark?
Oh, yes.
Depressing?
Yes.
You see the oxygen tanks and the smoke following them?
Yes.
I've seen that.
I mean, no exaggeration. Jen and I went there to try the buffet. We thought, well, we'll take a road trip and we'll see the new casino.
Was the buffet good?
Not really.
Really?
And it was just, no, it was, it might have been better if it wasn't so depressing. But I mean, there's miles and miles of old people on oxygen tanks smoking and playing the machine.
Now, I will say, when Wild Rose was advertising with us, it was the greatest, wouldn't you all, we agree, greatest casino ever?
Yeah. Bright, just people, greatest people walking out with pockets full of money.
Greatest casino ever. Am I learning? I'm learning, aren't I?
I've never been there, as far as I know.
Sewer and I went there once.
Is it nice?
The one out in Clinton? Yeah, it was fine. Yeah. That shit, it's new.
Yeah.
You even said this one was depressing and dark and dingy, and it's new?
Yeah, it's new.
Really?
It's just dark and I'm not exaggerating when I say dark.
I know. Most casinos I've been to are dark.
I got my phone out and put the light on.
Just so you can walk through?
Plate.
People don't want to be seen.
After I put it on. But, I mean, everybody had an... this is probably exaggeration, but it's what it felt like to me, that everybody had an oxygen tank and was smoking.
No, Tom and Ann don't, so they would stand out in Vegas.
Vegas, the casinos are like Riverside.
No, I know. I've been in them. They're bright and flashing lights. I've been in them before. I mean,
they're so noisy, though.
They are. When I stayed in Vegas the last time, I stayed in a hotel where the casino was at the basement of the hotel, the bottom of the hotel.
Yeah.
Listen, when we were first approached to move, and this is what got the Coralville thing started, is the first people that came to us, that Donald Keel,
mm-hmm.
came to us and said, why don't you put the radio station, we hadn't even thought of moving. He said, why don't you put the radio station in the casino, And I don't think we could have, because we had to move city of, but I mean, can you imagine the noise there?
Oh, God.
With just ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
What if they would have been paying like $2,500 a month in sponsorship? That would have been the greatest noise ever. Yeah. Wouldn't it have been?
A little more than $2,500.
It would have been the greatest noise ever.
Basically, they were going to do the room and board. So basically, I'll get the office line.
Sure.
Hi, you're on the air. Did you want to be on the air?
This is an important message from Eastern Iowa Light and Power. Eastern Iowa.
Yes. What were they getting ready to say?
Huh? The bill's ready.
Oh.
I mean,
they sent them. They talked to us twice, at least twice.
Okay, USA Today's already got their coaching candidates out. Let's see. Let's see who's writing this. This is, according to Corey.
Well, they want to make sure you pay it.
Corey Woodruff. I don't, hopefully, if it's anything pay, I won't be able to read it because I don't pay for anything.
No, I mean REC. They make sure when it's due and everything.
Well, okay, now this. Mike Boynton, the former Oklahoma State coach, worked with May as one of Michigan's top assistants overseeing the, but he was a failure, if I'm not mistaken, at Oklahoma State, and I believe he'll follow May to Dallas. Grant McCaslin, he's mentioned for everything, Texas Tech men's basketball coach. He's been very successful. Billy Donovan, the former Chicago Bears coach, and his name's popping up because he's now doesn't have a job, and he was very successful at Florida. Let's see. TJ Otzelberger, Ben McCollum. There we are. Yeah. There's the five right there. Otzelberger and McCollum are going to be mentioned for every job of stature that comes out now because they're both hot and successful. McCollum is a fast-rising coaching powerhouse.
Well, what the
heck? Who took Iowa to the Elite Eight this past spring? While he's only been with the Hawkeyes for a year, could he strike while the iron is hot and jump up to Michigan? That's what Corey Woodruff wants. That's what he's asking you. Let's see. So there's the five. That's the, you know.
Yeah.
So there's one already. I'm going to keep looking. But so, yeah, I think he will stay here. But again, I'll say I'm 85% confident that he'll stay at Iowa. I mean, you always got to, you can't,
yeah,
say, you can't say anything with certainty because I don't know Ben McCollum personally at all.
No.
I mean, I've been around him at press conferences and what have you, and he's taken three different jobs in three different years, but each job has been a significant,
step up.
I mean, Michigan's better than Iowa in basketball. They just are. They've got more tradition, but they're not markedly better. Iowa's a I mean, there's, Iowa has had years where it's better than Michigan. Michigan is nothing in basketball like it is in football tradition-wise. But Michigan, when it's good in basketball, I mean, it's good. I mean, and John Beilein was great there, and Dusty May was just like John Beilein. So, again, this will be interesting. But, you know, you have to mention McCollum because he's, everyone else is going to mention him.
We're going to take a break.
Oh, God, it's already 10 till.
Yeah, we'll be back.
1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist, is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country. 1-800-800-ROSE. It's so easy, just remember one number, 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist. 1-800-800-ROSE. Remember,
don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
For a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Pertin and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site, so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Pertin and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for three generations.
Pertin and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and PertinandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
If you live outside the city, you already know the struggle. Slow internet, drop calls, endless buffering, and promises from providers that never deliver. Well, now, things have changed. Big Dog Tech Solutions is proud to now offer Starlink Home Internet, bringing high-speed satellite internet to homes, farms, shops, cabins, and RVs across eastern Iowa and beyond. Starlink delivers fast, reliable internet where traditional providers can't. And Big Dog Tech Solutions makes it easy, setting up installation, networking, Wi-Fi setup, and local expertise you can actually call and talk to. So whether you're working from home, streaming TV, running security cameras, gaming, or just tired of terrible internet, it's time to upgrade. Call Big Dog Tech today at 319-395-0800. Or go to bigdogtech.net, that's bigdogtech.net, and ask about Starlink, technology that works where you live.
Hi, I'm Jim Street, owner of Streets Maintenance. As a licensed, insured, and bonded master plumber, I specialize in all plumbing repairs, including but not limited to water heater and sump pumps to toilet and faucet repairs and replacements. As an Iowa City native, I know how frustrating it can be when any part of your plumbing system breaks down. That's why I only use trusted brands and quality materials. I offer same-day, next-day service coupled with a fair price. I also offer general service to mobile homes. For more information about my business, I'm online at streetsmaintenance.com and Facebook, or give me a call at 400-4483.
Streets Maintenance. Honest plumbing at a fair price.
On an athletic team, you need team players, good athletes, superior equipment, and the best coaches available. In real estate, you need to have a good title and settlement team at your disposal. Hi, this is Steve Anderson. Whether you're buying, selling, or refinancing, you need quality title and settlement services. Consider the team at Hawkeye Title. Give us a call at 351-8600. Hawkeye Title and Settlement, the team you love, the people you trust.
This is Leah Pesha, and I've been saying, hit a deer, call Premier, for years, and it works. Deer divots and dings do damage, but Premier Auto will do right by you. That's what my dad Nathan's driving at and dreams about. Do yourself a favor. When your car is dinged, be a deer and call Premier. The deer don't like Premier, but you will. Premier Automotive, North Liberty's Premier Auto Body Repair Shop.
Hit a deer? Call Premier. When you go to a family restaurant, you want three things. One, a wide selection of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Two, you want those selections to be affordable and delicious. And three, you want to be treated like family. You get all three at the Midtown Family Restaurant. Breakfast items available anytime the doors are open. Legendary tenderloins, onion rings, and hot roast beef sandwiches. Daily specials at each location. And no matter if you're coming in solo or with a group of 20, you get the same special family treatment. The Midtown Family Restaurants at Court and Scott Streets and at the Walmart Plaza on Highway 1 West. Follow them on Facebook or at MidtownFamily.com. The family's waiting for you.
GT Carr, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house addition, you'll have the confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit Supple's.net or call them today at 319-337-2246.
If you're looking for a trusted insurance guidance from someone who truly understands your needs, you can turn to me, Tiffany Rao, independent insurance agent. I specialize in Medicare and senior products, and I also offer coverage for those under 65 through the ACA marketplace, along with long-term care and cancer insurance plans. As a proud second-generation insurance professional, I bring local expertise and personal touch you can count on. Call me today at 319-631-4795, and let's find the coverage that's right for you.
When someone is kind enough to share their time with us, we better make it worth their while.
They don't want to do the, people call it the game, right?
Patrick Gaides and Terry Adams of Deary Brothers Ford talk about what here for you means to them.
You don't have to spend a half a day in our dealership to get that good competitive price. We just want to try to deliver that to you up front.
And that makes me feel good. Makes me proud.
Because that's what people want. They want a fair, honest deal.
As far as a statement here for you, we want to not just say it, but live it.
Find out what it means to you at Deary Ford in Iowa City.
Your life is always changing, and a lot of things can affect how and what you save. So a good retirement plan changes with your life. At Wells Fargo Advisors, we believe conversation leads to financial clarity. So start a conversation today. Wells Fargo Advisors, together we'll go far. For information locally, call 338-3799 or 866-217-2369 or stop by 501 12th Avenue, Suite 201, Coralville. Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319-390-3703 or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental team provide superior care for your entire family.
The Oxyoke Inn is ready to serve you with the same fresh food, prepared to order, and served with a passion that you've come to expect since 1940. Serving our famous Sunday brunch buffet with lunch, dinner, family-style banquets, and carry-out daily. Reservations are easy at oxyokin.com or call for big or small tables and private rooms. We can't wait to serve you soon at the Oxyokin.
The Oxyokin.
In the heart of Amana.
From the Hertine and Stocker Studios, in the heart of the Hawkeye Nation, this is the mighty 1630 KCJJ Iowa City.
Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, making memories, making moments.
ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Vice President J.D. Vance in Switzerland said there's still a lot to do, but the first round of talks with Iran went well, focused on a permanent agreement to end the war.
The final deal is the house. We set the foundation. We haven't built the house, but we've laid a successful foundation to get to a good place for the American people.
He said that one key area of agreement is that Iran will allow International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors back into the country. President Trump said on social media that vandals who damaged the reflecting pool in Washington could get 10 years in prison. He's blaming the vandals for causing the pool's new lining to peel, but he's not offered evidence. The UK is going to have its seventh prime minister in a decade after Keir Starmer announced he's stepping down as Labour Party leader today and prime minister, former Manchester Mayor Andy Burnham, seen as the likely successor. Powerful storms expected to move into the eastern U.S. today. Severe weather blamed for three deaths in the Midwest over the weekend. This is ABC News.
KCJJ Weather, brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths. Your home never looks so beautiful.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, a mostly sunny Monday afternoon. Light northeast winds as highs top out in the upper 70s. Overnight, mostly clear upper 50s. A few more clouds on the way for Tuesday. Highs will be very close to 80 in the afternoon. Tuesday night, there will be a chance of showers and storms. This should be after midnight. Mostly cloudy and lower 60s. That's the forecast on the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Right now, it's 64.
We're looking for a missing dog this morning. Dottie is a cockapoo. She is white and brown. It has a purple collar on. She's been missing since the 9th. She was last seen at 480th Street and Taft Avenue. That's by Breckenridge Trailer Park. She's timid. She's fast. But if you can corral her or even see her, call 319-331-7078. Jason's the person to call. 331-7078. You can call the station. We'll give you that number as well. We're back. HawkFanatic.com. Rumor Central.
Let's see if there's any more on more coaching list. I haven't seen anyone besides USA's Today. So far, I'm going to see what the Ann Arbor News has. Because now, I mean, there's just a list of all the all the major. They've all got their own. Now they're all kind of take ownership of the story. But, yeah, that's just what a way to start the week.
Yeah, Ben McCollum's been seen bouncing a basketball in the reflecting pool. Vandals.
Yeah, that whole thing is crazy.
Well, even, I mean, all the news media, including Fox, is going, where are the vandals? You know,
right.
10 years to put your hand in the pool. Everybody's put their hand in the pool, and people pee in that pool.
You think they poop in it?
No.
I thought you said there were security cameras.
There are, but people have been caught peeing in the pool. According to the Washington Post.
Okay.
Over the years.
16 minutes ago, Ann Arbor News now has arrived. Yeah. Let's see what their story is. That's probably a pay. Usually they'll give you one or two free. Let's see. Dusty May is reportedly headed to the NBA after two seasons at Michigan. When you say that, of course, you have to if you're not. If your sources aren't the one you're relying on other sources. But that's fair enough. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, Pete Thamel, and Shams Charania, on Monday, May is finalizing a deal with the Dallas Mavericks to become their next head coach. Blah, blah, blah. In April, Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel said the university in May had agreed to a new contract, but the deal was never signed. Okay. May was previously on a contract that went through 29-30, paid him blah, blah, 25, with an average of 5.1. That contract was announced in February of 25.
Why would it have been signed unless he thought?
Well, that's a good question. May is the first college head coach to leave for an NBA job since former Michigan departed for the Cleveland Cavaliers in 2019. I remember that, and that was not a great fit. I think partly Beilein was maybe a little too old. Don't get me wrong, I think he's a great coach, one of the best college coaches around. His new deal was expected to come with a raise after leading the Wolverines to their first national championship since '89. Although Jake Fisher of the Steen line reported earlier this month. The Steen line? What the hell is that? Reported earlier this month that Dallas had interest in May. A jump to the NBA appeared unlikely given the coach's comments this spring regarding his contract. I think anyone that's ever dealt with attorneys knows that if it's not as you make it a red line change and it's turned back and same thing, blah, blah, blah. Wait, okay. I think anyone that's ever dealt with attorneys know that it's not as if you make a red line change and it's turned back and same thing with agents and attorneys on the other side, May said of his deal. Ward and I agreed to terms just like last year. I think we ended up signing it in July. I don't know when this will get signed. I think it's whenever things get turned back. But yeah, we've agreed to the terms. There's no second guessing or second thoughts. In my mind, the handshake, it was done on the handshake. Well, it obviously wasn't done on the handshake. I mean, and again, that's I'm not knocking him. He's got every right to move. Anyone does. The timing of May's departure surely will sting for Michigan fans. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I still think Michigan's going to end up doing all right in this. Now, can they keep their players? That's because a lot of rosters are full. I mean, where are they going to go? I mean, most rosters, I think, now they'll find ways. I mean, when you got players that are that coveted, they'll find ways to get them on rosters and what have you. So, but so yeah, Ann Arbor News is, I'm sure they were, looks like they were blindsided by this. Just by the way they reported it, took them about, which, you know, a lot of times if you don't have anything, it's going to take you 15, 20 minutes to just get all the basic stuff in there. Give them credit, though. They gave all the attribution that they needed to because three people broke this.
Yeah.
And they're all three national people who deal with agents 24/7, and the other connection was one was a Michigan grad, Adam Schefter, who's still very hands-on and connected with Michigan. So there you go. Back to the Hawks. This is Wolverine fanatic.
No, it's kind of Hawks.
Yeah, well, because
McCollum's in the mix.
McCollum's in the mix, according to some kid from I think it was USA Today. I've not seen anyone else come up with lists yet. There'll be tons of them up by this afternoon, and my guess is he will be on about every one of them. Yeah. So will the McCaslin from Texas Tech. So will T.J. Otzelberger. He'll be on all these. Those are three names that are just going to be mentioned for about any job right now.
Yeah, it's interesting, but why wasn't the contract then signed?
Well, I mean, he said it was no different than last year. They agreed to it, and he didn't sign it till July. I mean, I don't know. My guess is maybe this was in the back of his mind once he realized Jason Kidd was going to be fired. And I mean, so there you go. I mean, the Dallas Mavericks, aren't they owned by Mark Cuban?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So there's money. I mean, it's.
I like the way Cuban runs it.
Oh, I do too. And it's a very sports-driven community. Yeah. As long if you can overcome the 110 degree heat every day, and my guess is Dusty's going to have a nice swimming pool in his backyard, don't you think?
Yeah. Oh,
and my guess is his house will have air conditioning. Do you think his house will have air conditioning?
Yeah, maybe.
Two. It'll be so
it'll
large.
Be a backup.
It'll need two.
Yeah. Oh, there's some nice places in Dallas. Some nice places down there. So, but yeah, again, though, just the timing of it, June.
Somebody once compared Dallas to the Dallas TV show and said, you know, there's so much backstabbing. It's worse than the TV show.
Well, the house in Dallas, too. There's so many houses in Dallas that dwarf that ranch home now.
Yeah. Oh, you know? Yeah. No.
I mean, that thing by today's standards is nothing.
That's Breckenridge.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so, but could you not? I know I'm going all over the place, but could you believe how cold it was yesterday? I have been inside all day because it was rain. Yeah. Well, it was steady downpour all day. It was really nice. No thunder. I didn't hardly hear thunder, but it just wouldn't stop raining. And then when it finally did, I go to the store and I'm in gym shorts, sandals, and a thin T-shirt. Mm-hmm. I froze my ass. It was so cold.
It was 60 degrees.
Yeah.
But it was. It felt colder. It just felt colder.
With the winds.
Yeah.
And the air. Yeah.
It was just cold. It felt like April.
Not good for the first day of summer.
And I kept reminding myself, this was the first day of summer, and it feels like.
I wouldn't bitch about it at all.
Oh, no, it could have been worse. Yeah. I mean, we didn't have any. I mean, yesterday it was just a spready. It was not a sprinkle, but it wasn't a downpour.
Next week it's going to be in the upper 80s.
Yeah, it will be. Oh, it'll be 95 here shortly, and it'll be miserable.
I hate that.
Crap. And will you watch by late July, the grass will be brown, and we'll be praying for rain again.
I was just telling Hunter earlier. We had that satellite dish removed from here, and they had a bit of cement and everything, and Carew took it out. And okay, when was that? Like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago?
May.
Okay.
At least late April.
You can't tell with the grass and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you can't tell that there was anything there.
Yeah, my grass at this time of year usually starts getting a little weedy. But now it's still just as green can be. Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see if it can hold on during July. Because, I mean, it's not going to keep raining. Well, if it keeps raining like this, we'll have floods. But when's our next heavy rain?
Not this week.
Not this week. We got a chance of showers.
Okay, see,
Tuesday night, a week off will be great.
I mean, yeah. But no, everything looks great. At least, you know, as far as the leaves and the grass and everything. So, but yeah, yesterday though, there were times where I'd have to look. Is it still raining? Then I'd look and I'd see. Yep, it was just above a sprinkle. I mean, it was just kind of a steady. But it went on for like 6 hours.
Yeah.
How much rain did we get yesterday? We had to have gotten at least an inch, didn't we?
I would say.
Because my back, where I've got this little area where there's...
Oh, yeah, we have to.
It was actually puddling up. Some of my plants, I was worried they were going to drown. But again, it could have been a lot worse.
They have updated this damn phone, and now it's super sensitive. I can even put my hand, or I don't have to touch the screen. Is that your deal, too?
Yep.
Why is this a good idea?
Who knows?
Well, like I said, I was trying to look for other stories about coaching searches, but going on these sites, the Google ads just make it so hard to find anything. I'm sitting there reading the story, and the next thing I know, I'm on this Dell advertisement. I don't know what I did to hit it. The story's gone. I don't know where to get back to the story. Then I click the arrow, and it takes me to another. It's just overwhelming, some of these sites with all the Google ads. And is it all just Google ads, or is that just a generic term?
No, I think it's all Google ads. I mean, well, if it isn't, it's 95%.
Because I'm talking about pop-ups and stuff that just pop up.
It's 95%.
That pop up in the middle of the text you're reading, and then boom, without you even clicking on it, it takes you to that ad. And then it's hard to get back to where you want. And then lots of times I just give up reading the stories.
Mark Cuban is not majority holder of the Mavericks anymore.
So does he have any?
He's got 27%.
27. Well, okay, 27. My guess is he's still got some say in it.
I would say so, yeah.
Yes. So who's the majority?
The Adelson and Dumont families.
Adelson, aren't they the ones? They're the ones connected to Trump, aren't they?
I'm sure.
I think they are. I think they're a big supporter.
By the way, NBA players in Texas don't pay state taxes, so they like playing it for Dallas.
That and same in Florida, too. They don't pay state taxes. So, but yeah, no, Dallas is a good organization. They've got great fan support. It's a great arena.
1.75, according to the Iowa City.
So just under 2 inches. That's a pretty healthy, especially since it didn't rain that hard. It was just steady. Yeah. It was just a steady. I don't think I heard thunder at all yesterday.
No, it just rained.
It just rained and rained and rained. I looked out. There was like 3 deer in my backyard. They seemed to be loving it. You know, they were, of course.
Well, I had the squirrels.
Were they loving it?
They're loving it. The cat wakes me up at 4 o'clock, so I fed him. And then at 6 o'clock, a knock on my back door window. And
raccoons weren't fed?
Yeah. And it's... Seriously, it's standing up.
See, I just
knocking at the window.
That ain't good.
It's like a little person.
I just that's just not the way it should be.
Well,
you're throwing nature off its kilter.
It got its food.
What
but
do you
I
feed
thought
it?
That was just ridiculous.
You know, if you go away for a couple of days, that raccoon's going to break in.
Yep, and just destroy your house.
Yeah,
well, rip your roof apart, your attic, carpet, just destroy everything.
Well, I'm
everything.
Thinking of like selling it in the fall.
But the raccoon or the house?
If I do, the house. And I'm going to have to warn the homeowners, you're going to have to feed these things.
Well, I would not say that. I would leave that out of it. Yeah. I know there's full disclosure, but you don't have to mention that. That would not be too appealing.
I wanted his food.
I think your average
person
would. I couldn't
believe that it was like.
I think most people would prefer the raccoon stay away from their house. Don't you think, Jim?
I would think so.
Yeah. So
well, I didn't invent it. It was there. It was.
I never see raccoons during the day. I know they're around at night because they leave.
Around,
but yeah, I never. I just see deer, squirrel, and chipmunks. Yeah. But deer nonstop. Because my neighborhood's got a lot of trees, a lot of creeks, and has access to two different... It's in between two different parks. What's the park on Friendship there, between Friendship and Muscatine? God, I walk through it all the time, and now I can't remember. And then, of course, Scott Park, where the dog park and everything, that's real close. So, I tweeted earlier, this month marks 6 years since we launched Hawk Fanatic in June of 2020, right smack in the middle of a global pandemic. That's when we launched.
What was it?
It was all Hawkeyes prior to that. Yeah. I mean, we did back in like 15. And so, yeah, Hawk Fanatic. But,
wow.
But, yeah, Hawk Fanatic's been up now for 6 years. And I just thought about that yesterday. I'm like, wow, it's been 6 years. Because I went back and looked. We launched around June 10th of 2020, right during the middle of a pandemic. And here we are still offering free content. It hasn't always been easy. And it's going to continue to not be easy. Because getting advertising is not easy, you know, but I still don't want to start charging subscriptions. I mean, maybe down the road, we'll see. But I don't want to go there the same way with the high school site, Your Prep Sports, which I'm still the majority owner of, but still actively trying to sell it. That's why I was late today. And I've already had one offer, and it was a fair, legitimate offer. I turned it down because it was not local. And they wanted me to stick around and help sell advertising for a year. That was also another also another thing that didn't sit well. I don't have enough time. I mean, it's hard enough for me to
screw that.
But they made a fair, legitimate offer money-wise and everything, and they did a couple other things that I but no, the offer was fine, and it still stands from the last I talked to them.
Well, you don't want
but
to
I want to I want to keep it local. But again, though, at some point, somebody local hopefully will stand up and say, yeah, we want to keep this thing going because, you know, there's a lot to like about Your Prep Sports.
Well, you want to sell for somebody else when you're selling the site.
Well, I want
to. Why would you want to stay with it when you're, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't do anything with it right now when I own most of it. I just don't have time. Hawk Fanatic, I just don't have time to do. I mean, much stuff for Your Prep Sports now. I wish I did, but the main thing I've done is I built it with my money and the free advertisement that we've given Your Prep Sports because, I mean, Suter said we've probably gotten, we get about $12,000 a year free advertising from you guys. Suter says the thing you have me on is about $1,000 a month. So there's, you know, there's a lot of stuff that has helped build Your Prep Sports. I just want to keep it in this community, and I still think a lot of people appreciate it, but we'll see how much they do appreciate it because at some point words fall short of.
It's the same thing. I'd like to keep the when I finally.
No, I get it. Now yours like is a little bit more money than
I. Looks like I'm, you know, headed toward the tunnel before. but I mean, you know, if I would sell it, I would like it to be people that will
local,
operate
here.
It. Well, in radio, that's not. Yeah, if there was a consortium here, but anybody that would buy it would want to keep it local.
Well, with Your Prep Sports, too, the way we got it set up, Ryan Merkin owns a small percentage of it. He would stay on. He wants to stay. So the new ownership replacing me would combine with him. And with Ryan Merkin, you've got the content supervisor. His wife does all the accounting. We've got Vortex Business that built it. And there's a lot of infrastructure that's set and very sound and what have you. I just think, I mean, and I do, and I'm biased. It's the best Iowa City sports, high school sports coverage. Now, that's not saying much because just like in radio, you guys are the best. Yeah. We're the best, but we don't have hardly any competition, which is.
Now, if some guy came in here with a cartoonish, gigantic check, you know, I'd have to go, sure.
Oh, I get you. You know, I mean,
you have to.
I mean, at some point, this offer from outside, if nothing else comes about, I may reconsider if I can talk them into having, but they seem really adamant. I don't know why they think that I'm going to be able to sell advertising for them. I mean, Jesus. Can you imagine me selling advertising? That would not go over well.
No.
But
you have one people in Des Moines that wanted to buy us to change us to conservative or.
Well, I've heard some talk about the, yeah, somebody reached out to me a long time ago and I'm like, that ain't happening, you know, and they never came up with a figure. I mean, I've had a lot of people reach out to me about Your Prep Sports interest wise and whatever, but it always stops when it comes to money. And like I said, I'm not going to say it on the air. I'm not asking for a lot. I'm asking for less than I've put into the site since it been launched. We've rebuilt it 3 times. It's withstood the test of time. I just want to try to get a little bit of money back for what I put into it, and I still think it's important for this community. I think, you know, I mean, I think a lot of people read Your Prep Sports for local sports coverage because if you don't have YPS, you're not going to have much. I mean, no knock on the Press Citizen, but it just doesn't do it like it used to. Well, anywhere close.
It can't.
And the Gazette's the same way. They just don't have the resources.
They can't. Yeah, they don't have the resources.
That's part of the reason we built Your Prep Sports.
And they're late on everything.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason we built Your Prep Sports, because we thought there was a void in the market. I wouldn't have tried to do this in Cedar Rapids. Cedar Rapids still has a pretty good high school sports team that covers, you know, Cedar County and all and what have you. But in here, there really wasn't that. Or Lynn County. And Lynn and Cedar. Yeah. I mean, they cover Cedar. Yeah, but I meant Lynn. Lynn and Cedar. And well, they cover more than just that. We basically cover Johnson County. And then, of course, West Branch is in Cedar County, right?
Yeah.
We cover seven teams. We've had people reach out. I mean, we've had Williamsburg and West Liberty has been discussed. People have said, hey, we'd love it if you cover. And our thing is, hey, come up with a little bit of advertising. We'll come in.
Well, Williamsburg used to depend a lot on coverage from the radio station there, KGRN. But the guy that bought the radio stations turned them off. And we worked for him when he turned off KFMH.
Why did he turn them off? Were they not making money? Or
He's not interested in that small of a market. Oh. Then you say, well, why in the hell did you buy it? You know, I mean, but the government allows you to buy them now. You have to, you know, say you're going to serve the public as a public trustee before you can get them.
But if he shuts them down,
then when
not,
you get them, you're not serving. Yeah.
So is he just, why would he pay for something and then shut it down? Is he just losing money? Is it a tax break?
Well, it's a tax break. Sure. Okay. Well, that's one thing. It's a tax break. You know, he's probably, for a year, he could have him shut down and look for a buyer.
Well, I mean, technically,
after
I guess
a
somebody
year,
could.
He's, that's it.
The couldn't technically somebody buy me out?
Yeah.
And use YPS as a tax break every year?
Yeah.
Somebody, I mean, whatever it takes. I would rather have a group of people buy my majority ownership, work with Ryan Merkin, and be from here, because I do think you get some new blood and new ownership, it's going to take YPS to another level. I mean, right now there's nobody actively selling advertising for YPS. There hasn't for years. And I think with new ownership, something like that would change. So we'll see. Again, like I said, the day I announced it on this show a little over a month ago, I had an offer that day, and a fair and legitimate offer, but it was not from local. So I, like I said, my preference is to have it be sold to some people that are local that can carry it on. And I mean, maybe some people that have kids that are coming up, the sports scene and what have you. Because to me, I think there's a lot to like from YPS. It's a good website. It's got great infrastructure. I mean, the hosting fees are not very expensive at all. There's the main expense every month is Ryan Merkin, and he's the one who produces all the content. So there you go. Why don't you buy it, Captain?
I don't want it.
You and Hunter. You and Hunter should buy my ownership and just take it, start cracking the whip. You show up at Merkin's front door.
Hey, Merkin.
With a list of demands. I'm the new majority owner.
Hey, Merkin.
I'm about as hands-off as you can get as an owner. I just thought I could juggle
both of
them.
You wear a tie when you come in.
Well, I thought I could juggle both of them.
To
and
your
I just,
house.
It's too time-consuming to do Hawk Fanatic.
Because he does it out of his house, right?
Merkin, he works from home.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he goes and covers things. I mean, he drives.
Well, I know that.
I mean, he drives all over the state soccer. I mean, we cover pretty much everything. He works just like I do.
Yeah.
My home is my office. It's my kingdom, my refuge, my sanctuary, my asylum.
Your cave.
Fortress of solitude.
My fortress of whatever you want to call it. You know, so, but again, anyone out there listening, interested, you know how to get in touch with me. And so we'll kind of see what, I'd like to have it sold by August 1st. That's kind of my goal, but, you know, I'm not at the begging stage. So I can't say beggars can't be choosers. But again, I'm going to be somewhat selective. And I thought we were close to another deal, but I never really felt confident that this deal was going to come through. I mean, because there was no real official offer made, whereas the first deal, they came right out with a big business plan. They had it printed up. Here's what we want. I sent it to my brother-in-law. He looked it over, and he's like, man, I'll tell you what, these guys are concise. They know exactly what they want to do. And it just, like I said, there was just a couple things that stood in the way of me approving it. But we'll see. We'll see how things go.
Well, I get an offer every year on this place from Catholic.
Catholic Radio?
Yeah, they want to, hey, give that to us and then you can have a tax write-off.
How much do they want to pay?
Nothing.
Well, yeah.
They just want me to give it to them.
But how much of a tax write-off would you get?
Nothing. In order to have a tax write-off, you have to pay it.
So they're basically just asking you to give them your retirement.
Yeah, give them the thing.
And you're not even Catholic.
No.
You're not even Christian.
Well, I do belong to the Methodist Church now, so.
You're right, you do.
Yeah. So
you're more Christian than I am, and I'm Catholic. I actually have been watching Mass at home. I know you'll laugh, but there's this...
I watched the church at home.
I didn't do it last week, but the last few weeks on 9 o'clock, it's like from like 9 to 9:40, and it's everything but communion.
Jan got me watching it when she couldn't go, and I was taking her when she could go. And I like the people at the First Church downtown, First United Methodist Church. Nice people. They've been very welcoming to me, and I feel comfortable when I go to service there.
And Sundays, parking downtown's free, right? Anyway, yeah.
And I, you know, it all goes to the same place.
What do you mean?
Well, God.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's what I mean, Mr. Catholic.
Nobody's ever called me Mr. Catholic. I've got family members.
You go,
that are,
what do you mean?
I've got family members that are far more religious than me. Now, do I still? Yeah, I'm still a Catholic. I still try to follow the Ten Commandments for the most part. I mean, still don't eat meat during Lent on Fridays.
Well, that's not one of the commandments.
I know that. I'm just listing different things that I still adhere to. Is what I'm saying.
Have you killed?
I've never killed anyone, and I went to so many masses during my time at Dowling. Doesn't that give me? Stored them up for life. I mean, during baseball season, how many games did we play? I mean, we played like 40 games. I went to 40 masses. There's 40 masses right there in a little over 2 months.
We were not, you know, I was always told, oh, you got to marry a Jew or something. But we were not religious otherwise. It was just, it was a people more than a religion.
Kind of like a lot of the people I hung out with in college.
Yeah. So more of
most of my best friends were Jewish.
More
in college.
Of a people than
well, we religion. Had music similarities. We liked the same music. I mean, a lot of these Jewish kids that came from Chicago loved the Dead and Pink Floyd. And we just, you know, we had a lot of social similarities. We never talked about religion.
My parents would pick and choose what commandments to follow.
It's not like I sat around with my Jew. Hey, you want to argue about Jesus? You know, I mean, nobody cared. Nobody cared about that stuff like that.
No, Doobie Brothers said it best.
And my parents were always very open-minded. I mean,
Jesus is just all right with me.
Yeah. All right.
But my parents were always really good, though, about being inclusive and open-minded about stuff.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It's John Balmer. Good
discussion. John.
The Michigan coach, why would he... Is the pro money that much more? Because playing a heck of a lot more games and all
it
that.
It can be. Maybe he's sick of recruiting. I mean, I'm not sure how much he's going to make, but he'll make very good money, and he won't have to recruit and deal with NIL anymore.
Yeah, I understand. I thought about that aspect. The guy in Michigan, you can recruit anybody there. I mean, that isn't...
Well, you can if he's there, but a lot of other Michigan men's basketball coaches, John, have not been that successful. I mean, John Beilein was, but others, Juwan Howard couldn't recruit very well when he was there.
No. And it just, you're right. I thought May would be set for life there. Basically.
I kind of assumed that too, but he's still like in his late 40s, he's still pretty young. And I didn't realize he was intrigued by the NBA. Some people would just prefer to coach the NBA than in college. Same as in the NFL.
Okay.
Whereas Nick Saban was just the opposite. Nick Saban was better in college than the NFL because the NFL players didn't want to, you know, Saban could be a kind of a dictator a lot easier in college than he could with 30-year-old men in the NFL.
No question. Lou Holtz, you know, had 1 year in the pros, and that bombed on him, too. So
yeah, his personality was better for college.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, I think Kirk could have done fine in the NFL. I think his personality would fit about anywhere.
Oh, yeah. I think he would have. It would have been the right fit would have been.
I think he would have been fine.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, the Steelers. Hey, if Captain buys your station, does Merkin want to work for a curmudgeon?
Merkin, I think Merkin would. Good question. Merkin has the power to nix the deal. He could say, I ain't riding on no ship with the captain.
Captain isn't looking to purchase.
Captain isn't looking to purchase. He's only looking to sell, right?
I gotcha.
Yeah, John, you know, if you know anyone who's interested, you know, let me know.
Yeah, what about you, John?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, good hobby for you.
I'm like you, Steve. I'm too old.
It would be a good hobby for you, John, in retirement. Run the own YPS. You can build it for the community.
John, they say only the good die young, so you're going to be here a long time.
Well, yeah, okay. I'll go for that. I'll buy that. Yeah. Well, that's, you know, you and I could do it together. We could co-own it, Captain. Yeah, that'd be a couple of 77-year-olds.
Somehow I can't see the two of you working together.
But all joking aside, though, John, I would like to keep it local. I would like to keep the ownership local. That's the main reason one of the main reasons I turned down the one offer that we've had. Because I want to keep it local. And they understood. They were really cool about it.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. I appreciate Steve wanting to keep it local, too, because... God only knows if we didn't have you guys, we'd be, you know, out here in the wilderness with nothing. So anyway, I'm giving you a kudos there, Captain, for keeping the station. So
there is something to be said for that. I'm going to pat myself on the back too. I mean, we're trying to keep this stuff local, and I think both.
Yeah.
I mean, YPS isn't like KCJJ, but YPS has been around for almost a decade now. I mean, it's withstood. Sure. It's been around. I think I remember last summer there were some kids working on my neighbor's yard in the backyard, and they were from Liberty High, and I was told that they were athletes.
Yeah.
I went over there, and I didn't tell them who I was or anything. They probably thought I was just some creepy old man from next door, and I just said, I'm curious, you guys athletes? And they're like, yeah. And I go, they're from Liberty High School. I'm like, so where do you go to read stuff? And they're, oh, you're prep sports. That's all they mentioned. That made me feel really good.
Oh.
So that's part of what I'm trying to sell.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's
we'll see.
Great. No, that's...
They
that's
all said phenomenal. We all go to your prep sports. That's where we all go to get all the updated information.
When I ask people what they listen to, they come up to me and say, that dumb son of a bitch in the morning.
Are they talking about...
me?
Oh, I thought you were saying they're talking about Ballmer.
Well, yeah, he's rapping me in with him.
He is. I mean, you guys are a package deal. But again, John, if you know anyone, let me know.
I will. Absolutely. I'd love to see you be able to keep it local, Pat.
And Ryan Merkin wants to stay with the site. He has a certain percentage of ownership. And with Ryan, you've got the content supervisor who everybody in this town knows. And his wife, I hope she doesn't mind me saying this, she's the accountant. She does a great job of all the books and everything. And Vortex Business Solutions built and hosts the site. They're here in town. They're local. Everything's local.
Yeah. No, that's great. Well, anyway, gentlemen, have a great rest of your week, and I'm sure we'll be talking sometime again.
So. All right, John. We'll see you in Hy-Vee. All right.
Talk to you later. Yep, see you. Yeah, definitely. Goodbye.
Okay, let's see. Now we've got, for the first time in 7 years, a men's basketball head coach. Now we've got ESPN's got a list out. Let's see who they mentioned. We've got to get through all the... Who's up next? Manuel and Michigan are experienced when it comes to this sort of sudden landscape-shifting move deep into the offseason. This is a landscape-shifting move, Captain. When Beeline left for the Cavaliers, it was mid-May. 9 days later, Michigan hired program legend Juwan Howard, who had spent the previous 6 seasons with the Miami Heat. It also happened to the Wolverines in college football when Jim Harbaugh departed for the Los Angeles Chargers after winning the national title in January 2024. 2 weeks later, let's see, they promoted Sharon Moore. And Juwan Howard and Sharon Moore, neither one worked out. Now looking back, hindsight. So, okay, if Manuel looks internally for men's replacement, assistant coach Mike Boynton would be a logical option. He's been the team defensive coordinator and an experienced high major coach, having spent 7 seasons at the helm of Oklahoma State. Boynton led the Cowboys to one NCAA tournament in 7 years. He just wasn't very successful. And he did have Cade Cunningham there. If Michigan opts to conduct a more wide-ranging search, where might it look? Near the top of the list could be St. Louis coach Josh Schertz, who's really good friends with Ben McCollum. Okay, here's the a few names bandied about when the North Carolina job opened up in the spring were Mark Byington from Vanderbilt, Grant McCall's in Texas Tech, Ben McCollum, Iowa. Byington and McCollum both agreed to new contracts to remain at their current schools. Byington and McCauslin both had sizable buyouts back in the spring, though it's unclear whether any of them would entertain leaving. Then he mentions T.J. Altenberger and Alabama's Nate Oates and Billy Donovan. It's going to be – McCollum's going to be mentioned in every list. what does it mean for current roster? They got 30 days to look. So USA Today and Jeff Borzello with ESPN, I believe that's who he works for, they have both put out lists, and Ben McCollum's right there with Otzelberger. And that's just the way it's going to be until this job is filled. Now, McCollum may come out and issue a statement. You know, I'm sure there's probably Iowa media, if this stuff keeps building, will reach out to the Iowa and say, has Ben got anything to say about this? And or he may just completely ignore it. And why give this any credence? I'm not going anywhere. It'll be interesting to see.
I think that route.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a feeling either way. Mm-hmm. A lot will depend on how long this takes, too. I will be surprised if Michigan hires the assistant coach just because he wasn't very successful at Oklahoma State. And it'll be perceived as, yeah, he's good as long as he's got Dusty May there, right there with him. And he may want to follow Dusty May to the NBA, too, because an assistant, he's going to make a lot of money there, too. So, again, this is developing quickly. This has only been out for about an hour and a half.
You heard it here.
You heard it here first.
Because, yeah. Well, you probably could hear
it. Okay, does
here
Michigan
first.
Hire their new head coach before I sell my percentage of YPS? I'm saying yes.
Yes.
I'm saying yes.
Yes. Will they hire him before this place is doing a memorial for me?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they'll hire a new coach within the next week to 10 days at the most. Now, if I can get YPS sold during that time, great. But no, I just don't think they can afford to drag it on. And things can happen so quickly now, communication-wise and what have you. So. Yeah. Billy Donovan would be interesting because, again, he was very successful at Florida, but that was 20 years ago. He was not that successful in the NBA with the Bulls.
Yeah.
So and maybe the
that
fact
great the, song, Sunshine Superman.
The Bulls hasn't been very good since Michael Jordan. Do you think there's a correlation? You think there's a you think that's just a coincidence?
No.
Or you think he had something to do with their success?
Yeah. Okay.
Well everybody enjoy the dry
Scooter
weather.
We'll be back on.
Is he back on Wednesday?
On Wednesday.
He gets back today, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that they're back today?
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right.
Well, all right. DogFanatic.com is free.
KCJJ Weather, brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths. Your home never looks so beautiful.